Good to be here this morning. It's good to have you visitors with us, neighbors and peers and family. I'm just glad to have you here with us. And so we're still not full, so we're still missing, I think, quite a few of our people are gone to other places. So it's a privilege we have to be able to travel like that and to move around. This morning we are going to have a little blessing service here in a little bit, a new little one in our midst, the Gerald and Chelsea's. I'm famous for that, Gerald and Abby's little Judah. I did that on our chat the other day. I should have learned my lesson, but I'm slow at learning sometimes. But when we think of these little ones, when you think of how lightly life is looked at in our day, and the battle that's going on in our country, and of allowing termination of life to be people's own decision. And what does God have to say about this? How does he look at this? And think of the miracle of, and I know that's I've heard that challenge already about new life, a birth being a miracle, because that's a natural process, but I still believe it's a miracle of birth, because there is so many things so intricate, so many things that have to happen for a healthy little one. And all mothers and fathers that have been through this know what I'm talking about. The fears, the tension, the anxiety of this whole process, and is this child going to be all right? And the joy and the blessing of that new little one that cries out and is healthy. It's a miracle, the miracle of birth, I believe. I don't think I'm taking away from the meaning of miracle there. And we're going through the season right now where there's a lot of, through the Christmas season, celebrating Christ's birth of that little baby. And I had to think, I would like to read a few verses here out of 1 Samuel chapter 1. We know that's a familiar passage about Hannah desiring a child and how she was praying and crying out to God there in the first part of the chapter. And Eli came up to her and he said, Hannah, he said, why are you drunk here? Why are you drinking? And she said, I'm not. She said, these are tears of crying out to God for a child. And she didn't tell him what it was for, but Eli said, let your God answer your prayers. I'll start reading verse 21, and this is after the birth of little Samuel. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah her husband said unto her, Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou hast weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also have I lent him to the Lord as long as he liveth, and he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshipped the Lord there. And then we know the story of this little Samuel. And I had to think of Hannah being willing to seek God's will for little Samuel's life. Appreciate what Marcus shared there in the devotional about Mary accepting God's will for her little son. And I think another one that in there was Joseph. You know, Joseph was in all in their culture, he went against culture to take Mary as his wife, and he decided to just simply put her away privately, not to take her to be judged, and most likely in that era she would have been stoned. But he was going to do it privately. But when the angel came, he accepted that and he took her for his wife, and he went against the culture. He was seeking God's will, willing to do the will of God. And, you know, here in this account, we have Hannah praying. And that is so for children, for these little ones that come into the world, however they come, it's by birth or by adoption. I think there's prayers that should be offered on behalf. There is, what do we want for our children? What do you want for your children? The responsibilities that go along with raising a family and bringing our raising our children. You know, Samuel, most of us would look at that very, to put him in the environment that she put him in there with these Eli's sons and the vileness that was going on there in the temple. We would, not a good environment. But I believe there was a lot of prayers, there was a lot of teaching, and there was, and he was there for a purpose. God had a purpose and a plan for Samuel for this to lead this country and to move to take Eli's place there. So God has a purpose for every child that is born. He has a plan for every child that is born. And, you know, the responsibility lays on us. And I don't think we should ever quit the prayer should never quit. You look at these some of the things that went on just lately with the hostages and these little children. You know, God has a plan for them. And God has a plan for every little one here today. And I think to look at it lightly, to look at it the way the liberal society around us is looking at it and wanting to be able to live the lives they want to live, and then with no consequences, they can terminate life at their own will. When every child, every person is created in his likeness. And that is, I think that is the key there. It's the creation of the Creator. We're made in his likeness, every child. And you look at these perfect little children that are, you know, you look at there's so many things. Our bodies are so beautifully, miraculously made. Look at the brain in itself and everything that's involved there. The eyes. It's just we have a wonderful Creator, and we have a great responsibility.